This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Meredith Turk. University of Missouri System President Tim Wolf appointed Henry Foley as the system's new Vice President of Academic Affairs today. According to a news release, Foley currently serves as Vice President of Research at the Pennsylvania State University. The release also says Foley will work across the university system on issues such as research collaboration, economic development, and provide overview for academic programs. The appointment is still subject to approval from the Missouri Board of Curators. Governor Jay Nixon continues to speak out against the tax cut bill he vetoed last week in hopes that any override attempt this fall will fail. Marshall Griffin has details.
The Democratic governor appeared before college and university officials today in Jefferson City, telling them that the GOP-backed proposal is the single greatest threat to public education he's seen in his career.
$800 million is the equivalent of closing all our prisons, are eliminating the entire Department of Mental Health, are cutting all state support for our public institutions of higher learning. That's everybody in this room.
The governor also directed his budget office to brief reporters today on his objections to the tax cut bill. Backers say it would make Missouri more business-friendly and enable the state to compete with neighboring Kansas and Oklahoma, which recently slashed their tax rates. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld the constitutionality of a state law requiring unaccredited school districts to pay for students to attend other nearby schools. The decision today deals with Gina Breitfeld, who contends the St. Louis Public School District should have footed the bill for her two children to attend Clayton schools. The Supreme Court overturned a trial judge's decision from 1993. The previous decision said that such a law imposed an illegal unfunded mandate on the local school districts and was impossible to implement. Breitenfeld's attorney, Elkin Kistner, says the ruling will make it difficult for unaccredited and accredited districts to argue against letting children transfer.
It would be pretty difficult for them to walk into court with a straight face and say, you know, these are viable defenses. Now, I'm not going to say that there aren't districts out there that would still try to poke around the edges of the Supreme Court's opinion.
The decision will impact the Kansas City School District, which lost accreditation in 2012. The Columbia Board of Education has voted against a measure that would have allowed two school officials to carry guns on campus. Board members voted 4-3 to reject the idea last night. Tom Rose is a parent and school board member. He says he voted against the measure because there are better ways to address school problems.
Just saw this as a vote to add more firepower to the school. I understand people's thinkings and that you know how it can give a sense of protection and all that, but I just personally didn't see that as that I was in favor of that.
Rose says he would rather see school resource officers implemented in the school. For KBIA News, I'm Meredith Turk.